Annie and all the grandchildren. That gave just a huge smile on her face. But friends, to be serious here today, her smile was not to say that life was easy for her. We know that there were fights and struggles in her life, especially the last couple years with the diagnosis of cancer and the treatment and pain that she received. But well before that, Rosanna lost a son, Jonathan, at 24 years of age, way too early. A lot of grief and pain that must have brought upon her. That's a fight. That's a struggle to work through that in life. Rosanna fought the good fight. When Paul says that word, I want you to know what that means. Paul was saying that word does not mean that he won all the fights. What it means in the Greek is that he did his very best in the fights that he faced. Friends, Rosanna did that. She had struggles, but she did her best in everything she faced. Rosanna completed the race, and that's, you know, races are fast, and you run, and you're very frantic. I say that about Rosanna because not to say that she ran her race frantic and out of control as fast as she could in her life. In fact, actually the exact opposite. Rosanna lived a very intentionally lived and purposeful life. When she was diagnosed with cancer, she became really focused on what was important in her life. It was incredible to me, actually, to see this. And she would come to our church during our healing services the first Sunday of the month to receive prayer by the leadership at this church. She didn't tell anyone that of what her numbers or markers were with her cancer. She told me privately. And when she'd come to these services, knowing that her numbers were low, and that meant things were probably good for her, she would just resolutely say, please, can I have prayers for strength in God's presence on those days? But then there were days that she came and her markers were actually very high. They weren't where they should be. And I was thinking she'd be very tense about that, but she would say the same thing. She would say, can I have prayers for God's strength and for God's presence in my life? Friends, this is powerful. Cancer did not pace her life. Rosanna paced her life. And what helped her pace her life was the motivation of being with her family when life became difficult in the races that she ran. She so wanted to go on that trip to Disneyland with all of you. And you saw the picture. She ran that race. She made it. And you had such a sweet time. Lots of laughter, I'm sure. She told me lots of jokes about your trip down to California. Rosanna ran the race. She completed those races. I'm sure there were some other things that she wanted to do, but I have no doubt in talking to her over the last month of her life that she would say she accomplished what she wanted to do in life. She ran all the races. She completed and made the finish line. But there's one more thing that's more important than all of this that was important to Paul, but I think it's also important to Rosanna, is that she kept the faith through it all. Through the races, through the struggles, she kept the faith. During pastoral visits, it's typical, you know, in my training, that the pastor is the one who's calm and that has a solid foundation and that the member is the one that's very ill at ease. Friends, this is very unusual. I would say that the exact opposite happened in my visits with Rosanna. See, there was one particular time when the bed was moved out into kind of the living room area in front of the television. And when I saw that, I thought something major had happened, that there had been a big change in her lifestyle. And I got a little on edge with seeing that and seeing that change happen. And I brought forward a whole bunch of things that we could do as a church. We could bring some food. We could go on errands and maybe relieve Raymond for some trips, those sorts of things. And Rosanna appreciated all those acts of kindness. She loved them from all of you. Thank you for everything you've done for this family and for Rosanna. But Rosanna came to me and said, Pastor, calm down. Would you just do one thing, Pastor? Would you bring Holy Communion to me? Would you pray for me? Rosanna kept the faith in the midst of all the struggles, in the midst of all the races that she ran. She kept the faith. See, very few people at the end of their life can say those three things. I have fought the good fight. I have completed the race. I have kept the faith. The Apostle Paul is one of them. Rosanna Leeson was also one of them. You know, there's a clear reason why the Apostle Paul and Rosanna were able to say these words. It's because the person that they believed in, Jesus did all those things too, didn't he? Jesus didn't do it just to have a completely fulfilled life. Jesus did it to offer Rosanna eternal life. He didn't do it for himself. He did it for Rosanna. Jesus fought the good fight. He was abandoned. He went to the cross to die, not for himself, for glory, admiration. Jesus went to open up paradise for Rosanna. Jesus ran the race in his life. He lived a perfect life with no sin. And he did it to open up the way for Rosanna, for eternal life. And Jesus kept the faith. Our comfort here today is that Jesus has done this for Rosanna, but also the losses that Rosanna experienced in life, the struggles I mentioned, losing Jonathan. Friends, that will be turned around in the age to come, in eternal life. Because Jesus has opened up paradise for eternal life, but also for a sweet reunion for all those whom loved Rosanna and loved Jesus. Know that there's comfort in knowing that one day you'll see Rosanna. And Rosanna has now met Jonathan. Raymond, this is our hope. Annie, this is our hope. Let us, each one of us here, follow Rosanna's example. Maybe may it be said for each one of us, I have fought the good faith. I have completed the race. I have kept the faith. Amen.